I spent, after graduating from law school, I spent 9 years as a federal prosecutor with the United States Department of Justice. I spent the first 5 or 6 years in New York City prosecuting gangsters, members of the mafia. So I had a number of high-profile cases during that period of time, so I was well prepared for my assignment in the Nichols case.
Your talk is entitled Prosecuting Domestic Terrorists, the 1995 Oklahoma City Bombing. What will people learn? What will you talk about?
What I intend to talk about is really to answer the three questions that I hear most when people ask me about my experience. It's why did Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh bomb a federal building? And then second, what was the evidence that we used to convict both of them for their role in that bombing? And third, what was the most memorable experience for me personally and professionally?
Can you share with us what that most memorable experience was?
Well, it really was the responsibility of representing the men and women who lost loved ones in the bombing or who were injured in the bombing. The most memorable personal experience was that tremendous responsibility.
What were the challenges in prosecuting a homegrown terrorist as opposed to a foreign national?
One of the challenges was overcoming the perception that an act like this couldn't have been committed simply by two people, and certainly not by two people who were United States Army veterans. That was one of the most kind of shocking and disturbing aspects of the case, was that the two people who planned and executed the most deadly act of terrorism, domestic terrorism in our history, were two United States veterans. Also, the related to that was people didn't believe a bomb of this size and with this impact could simply be constructed by two people. And so we had to overcome the sense that this must be a more complicated plot.
And constructed by two people using materials that you can find at hardware stores or farming supply stores.
That's right. And one of the things I'll talk about in the presentation is the fact that the materials could be readily acquired and relatively easily assembled. Now, some have changed in the 20 or 15 or 20 years since the bombing, but that's right. It was a relatively simple device.
McVeigh was executed in 2007, and Terry Nichols is serving a life sentence. Do you think that justice was done? Do you feel that you did justice?
I do think that justice was done in the case, and justice is defined not just by the result, but by the process that led to the result. These were two cases, as I said, where terrible injury and damage was done to people and to the integrity of the United States, and yet we afforded these two defendants all of the due process rights that we extend to criminals every day in courtrooms all across America. And so the trial was fair, and the result was just.
What did you learn about prosecuting American terrorists and the possibility that we may have to do this again sometime in the future?
Well, the kind of anti-government rhetoric and then animus that these folks demonstrated, unfortunately, is not entirely uncommon in the United States. And so that was one of the disturbing things I learned, is that there are small groups of anti-government militias that organize themselves in virtually every state in the United States. Of course, those men and women don't perform these kinds of terrible acts, but they spend some time organizing themselves and working themselves into the kind of fury that unfortunately could lead to the kind of acts that Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols engaged in.
What do you hope that the American public takes away from this and remembers about Oklahoma City?
That we overcame and did not submit to the terror that they intended to inflict. They intended to disrupt and terrorize the United States, and instead we responded with courage and with the strength of our convictions that are grounded in the Constitution.
President Mearns will be speaking at the Mercantile Library in downtown Cincinnati tonight at 6 o'clock and at Griffin Hall on the campus of Northern Kentucky University on February 19th at 2. You can find out how to get more information on our website at wnku.org under local news. President Mearns, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.